Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the audio conference call of Prumo Participações Investimentos S.A.'s financial results for the first quarter of 2021. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at the time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Today with us, we have Eugênio Figueiredo, the CEO and CFO of Prumo Participações Investimentos S.A. and CFO of Prumo Logística S.A. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Figueiredo. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. I would like first to thank you all to join this call for the first quarter 2021 financial highlights. We're going to go through some of the main topics here and then have a Q&A session. We'll be happy to go through your questions after the quick presentation. Following here are some of the most important topics. Hello?
Certainly. Sir, you may continue, please. Yes.
Okay. I was just starting to mention that when we compare the financial results from the first quarter 2021 with the same period of 2020, we can see the Prumo Par and Ferroporte, they were positively impacted by the appreciation of the U.S. dollar against the Brazilian real, which grew from an average of FX rate from 4.47 for the first three months of 2020 to an average of 5.47 for the same period of 2021. The revenues were also benefited by the increase of 0.55% of the preliminary PPI that actually escalates the tariff for this period of 2021. On the other hand, the results were negatively impacted by the reduction in revenues from the T-oil port access fees due to the discounts granted from Ferroporte, which decreased by 39% from the first quarter of 2020 to the same period of 2021. Ferroporte handled 5.4 million tons of iron ore during the first quarter of 2021, which it's a decrease of 12% comparing to the same quarter of 2020. The punctual reduction was caused by some maintenance in Anglo American sites. It's important to highlight that the port was totally capable and available of handling the material, but that was not shipped in the same level that was shipped by the pipeline in the first quarter of 2020. So far, what we actually got from Anglo American is that there is no change in the forecast in terms of volume for the year, and the smaller amount of the first quarter will catch up further down the road throughout the year. In February 2021, Ferroporte actually reached a very important mark of 600 ships loaded since the beginning of its operations in 2014. For the first quarter of 2021, when compared to 2020, the gross revenues grew by 18%, totaling 265 million BRL. The EBITDA generated increased by 23% to almost 200 million, and the EBITDA margin increased 327 basis points to 84.8% of margin. As a consequence of the better operational results, Ferroport distributed to Cromopar and Anglo American 138.4 million BRL as intercompany loan repayment versus a little bit above 97 million for the same period in 2020. In the first quarter of 2021, Cromopar received, after discounting the 0.4 million of withholding tax, 68.8 million BRL of intercompany loan repayments. This number is 46% higher than the same amount received in 2020. When we compare the EBITDA generation throughout the quarters, coming from the fourth quarter of 2019 and until reaching the first quarter 2021, so we can see that these amounts, it's on the upper part, as you can see on our release, in terms of the highest number being achieved throughout this window. So it's a very important operational result together with the margin itself. Going through quickly the impacts of the coronavirus outbreak here, we're still in the very same position where Ferroport is being able to keep all the production and the operations at the port terminal not being impacted by the new, let's say, rules that we are operating throughout this very, very challenging moment. So there was no impact on the operations and the personnel that it's not directly linked with the operation. They are all working from home, as we have been providing updates since last year, the beginning of last year, when we first had to move to this operation through home office from all the personnel that is not directly linked with the operation itself. So far, no impacts on the volumes or on the quality of the operation. When we move to take a quick overview on the Ferroport consolidated financials, first, taking a look to the financial statement on the income statement here, comparing the first quarter 2021 with the figures in the first quarter 2020, revenues from iron ore increased 20.3% to 259.5 million. Mostly due to the USD appreciation against the BRL, like we stated in the beginning. And on the other hand, the revenues from the port taxes fee paid by the T-Oil decreased 38.7% to 5.6 million BRL as a result of the discounts granted by Ferroport, which began in the second quarter of 2020. The costs of services increased almost 55%, mostly due to the increase of the depreciation and amortization. That was actually an adjustment, an accounting adjustment made on this first quarter that results on adjustment of approximately 19 million BRL, and due as well to underwater service and on the pier and access channel of 2.9 million, which was accounted as third-party services within the costs here. On the overall operating expenses, they decreased by 3.5 million BRL, primarily due the decrease in third-party services and other, which in 2020 included some fees and legal costs related to the arbitration settlement last year. That, of course, was a non-recurring event, and they're not appearing in the first quarter when we compare to the first quarter 2020. this reduction was somehow offset by the increase in the payroll and related charges and depreciation and amortization as well. The company also reverted a credit loss of 0.9 million BRL related to the sales of non-consumed electric energy. Net financial expenses summed a little bit above 8 million, which is a decrease of more than 50% if compared to the same period of 2020. This reduction was mainly explained by the decrease of the base rate, which is the CDI, which was above 4% in the first quarter of 2020 and approximately 2% for the same period of 2021. The decrease of the outstanding balance of the intercompany loan also contributed to the reduction of net financial expenses. For the first quarter ended in March 31st, 2021, income before income taxes amounted to 156 million, leading to a net income of 118 million versus a net income of 84.6 million for the same period of 2020. Going to the highlights on the cash flow statement, comparing the same windows, we have cash flow from operating activities in this first quarter 2021, around 200 million BRL, which represents an increase of 57.5 million if we compare to the same period of 2020. This increase was driven not only by the better results, but also by some positive working capital variations coming from the payment of the take-or-pay due in 2020, the last month of 2020, that was postponed to the first week of the first month of 2021. It is also important to mention that intercompany loans, payments on interests, and withholding tax are accounted as working capital variation in this cash flow from operations. The CapEx for 2021 summed almost 10 million BRL. The main expenditures were related to the repowering of the piling system and the creation of an emergency route that brings more stability and to the operational route that we have at the port. And that summed 1.5 million BRL together with painting and corrosion repairing of 1.9 million. The remainder was associated to the staying business capex, especially buying spare parts and expenses related to the environmental compensation and minor repairs of operational, aiming operational efficiency. During the first quarter 2021, Felport amortized 133.7 million of principal from the intercompany loan. Going to the balance sheet, we have the consolidated cash and securities position by the end of March 2021, amounting 135.4 million BRL, and current receivables from related parties summed 89.5 million. The decrease on receivables and the increase in the cash and equivalent is explained by the fact that take-or-pay payment for December 31st, 2020 was postponed to January 2nd, 2021 for the closing of the fiscal year. As we said, company's intercompany loan on March 31st was 420.4 million BRL, out of which 233.7 was due to Promopar. Leaving Ferroport highlights on the financials and going now to the Promopar consolidated, starting here with the income statement. For the first quarter 2021, we had at Promopar level net financial losses decreased almost 55% when we compare to the same period of 2020. The financial loss is mainly impacted by the depreciation of the BRL against the US dollar, like we said in the beginning. And the BRL devaluated approximately 10% during the first quarter of 2021 and 30% for the same period of 2020. Results of equity accounted investees, which is Ferroport in this case, increased 17.7 million due to the better results on the operations at Ferroport. Going now to some highlights on the cash flow statement, Promopar received 68.8 million of principal on the intercompany loan from Ferroport, net of taxes already. The increase comparing to the same period of 2020 is explained by the better results at Ferroport, mainly coming from the FX variation, as we highlighted in the beginning. And Promopar did not pay any amount related to financing activities during the first quarter 2020, since we have payments scheduled for the end of the second half of the year, which is now 30th of June. Going to the balance sheet, main highlights here, the Promopar level, we have the cash and cash equivalents position of 132 million, which represents an increase of 66.7 million if we compared to December 31st, 2020. This increase reflects the intercompany loan received during the first quarter of 2021. It is important to mention that this amount is hedged in accordance with the accounts agreement, and there was no increase in US dollar terms in the escrow accounts during the first quarter of 2021. The increase reported in the balance sheet, it's totally related to the depreciation of the BRL against the US dollar, since these are offshore accounts constituted in US dollar. Promopar total debt increased in BRL terms by approximately 190.4 million to 1.68 billion BRL, mostly impacted by the foreign exchange variation. And the position at the end of March 2021 on Promopar's equity was a negative position of 423.3 million as a result of this movement on the FX as well. Those are the highlights that we would like to bring to your attention on today's call. And after that, I think we can open the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Please wait while we poll for questions. As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. To ask a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eugenio Figueiredo to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, I would like to thank you all for participating on this call, And we're going to be back with the results of the second quarter soon. I hope you all stay safe.
That does conclude Prumo Participações Investimento S.A.'s financial results for the first quarter of 2021 audio conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.